As cases of COVID surge in Wisconsin, we're checking in on a tribal clinic that serves the healthcare needs of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Menominee County, which is home to the Menominee Reservation, has the highest rate of COVID cases in the state. The county is the least healthy county in the state, according to annual county health rankings. Are you a member of the Menominee? What are you experiencing with COVID cases? Are you able to stay safe and healthy? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Amy Slagle is a family physician at the Menominee Tribal Clinic. Dr. Slagle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Good morning. Can you explain for us what you are seeing at your clinic and how the Menominee Nation is affected by COVID?
Well, what we've seen is just a huge spike in cases that have occurred over the last 2 months. On September 2nd, we had only our 19th case. We've done great for 6 months, keeping it at bay and out of our population. By October 2nd, we were up to 115 cases, and yesterday we topped 300. So it spread like wildfire, which was our greatest concern, that once we saw the virus with a foothold, that it would really just go crazy, and it really has. We have not had a super spreader event or any huge gathering that's caused this. It's been almost entirely from small gatherings and visiting, family visiting each other, people having rides together. But as expected, after the rising cases come the hospitalizations. We've had a total of 25 hospitalizations, and we have 7 in the hospital today, 2 of them intubated. So it's become quite serious quite quickly.
Where is the nearest hospital? How far do people have to go?
Shawano has a critical care hospital, which is part of the Theta Care system, mm-hmm. and that is a small hospital. We have 20-some beds, and we're now expanding to a surge capacity. So as a critical care hospital, we can take care of folks there if they don't need an intensivist or intensive care. But if things get worse, then we have to try to find a bed elsewhere, which is becoming increasingly difficult.
Your clinic is running a drive-through testing site. How is that going? What are you seeing?
Oh, it goes quite well. We're actually in a transition spot right now because we're building a weather and winter worthy test through site in our parking lot by the clinic. But people call for appointments, and it goes quite smoothly, and we can do up to 80 tests a day going through that drive through. We have to allocate doctors and nurse practitioners and nurses to that endeavor, so it takes away from the regular care that we can provide. But we do feel like we meet the demand for testing. I always wish that we could do more testing. We're having the National Guard come every other week now through December to help with that. But the testing is fine. The Indian Health Service has been very helpful with getting us the testing supplies that we need. So thus far, we've had no problems with that since the beginning when everyone had problems getting testing. So the testing's okay. Could we do more? Yes, but I think we're meeting the demand so far.
At the clinic, have you had to put off preventative health visits or other preventative services to switch the focus to COVID?
Oh, yes. In the beginning, we shut down preventive care and actually most usual care, like regular checkups, well child care. We shut all that down initially in March and April. We were able to dial that back up, dial it back down. It kind of depends on on what the tribe is doing in general with their reopening plans. Currently, we are actually seeing most things again. So people are able to get in for their chronic care. We've got what we believe to be a very good safety plan and PPE plan in place here, so we've not seen any transmission of virus within the clinic. We moved all of our pharmacy services outside. So that
like outdoors outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. We have a curbside service using, we had to hire people to register people with iPads, and then we had to hire people to run prescriptions, run in with the registration information and run out with the medications. And our pharmacists, too, are stationed outside every day providing consultation. We're also building some more weather-worthy winter digs for that as well. But basically, the pharmacists will still be talking to people outside all winter, and we'll deliver the meds, and that will keep hundreds of people out of the clinic every day picking up prescriptions.
Wow. So these pharmacists will have to really have their winter gear, that, you know, warm winter jackets and their snowsuits.
Yes, we're investing in all those things for them. Wow. We also have a warming building where they'll be able to stay warm inside, and with computer access out in the parking lot. We bought some specialized medical buildings, and we're building out buildings where people can park with wind and weather protection, the same for our testing platform, which will be in the opposite parking lot. So we're trying to keep pharmacy and COVID testing outside despite the Wisconsin weather.
Mm. Where have you looked for guidance? How have you learned how to do these things?
Well, a lot of it has just been by hook and crook, but the main thing we've done is we've maintained an incident command both on the tribal level and the clinic level since March, and that those groups of leaders meet regularly twice a week and have done so since March, and we just keep problem solving. We've been able to utilize a lot of the CARES funds, mm-hmm. The COVID funding to basically pay for some of these things because they're all related to COVID. Certainly, we would have not have been able to do it without those funds. The Indian Health Service, as I said, supplied us with the testing materials, but it's just been a lot of by hook and crook, finding things and coming up with new ideas and trying to find innovative and different ways to deliver care.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Amy Slagle, who is a family physician at the Menominee Tribal Clinic. You can join in with your questions about COVID, what you're seeing. Are you a member of the Menominee Nation or another tribal nation? What is COVID like in your community? Do you feel your health is in jeopardy, or are you concerned about the choices you have to make to help limit the spread? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Slagle, you've been talking a lot about moving these things outdoors, but have you taken any investment in telehealth, or what type of work is telehealth doing right now in your practice?
Well, we do a lot of nursing home visits by telehealth. We don't have a lot of the fancy telehealth things, and part of it is just because so much of our reservation has very bad internet service and bad phone service. So we're happy if we can reach people by phone a lot of the time. So we do schedule telephone visits, and if folks do have the capability to do a Skype visit or a Zoom meeting, those things are possible. But for the most part, our telephone visits have been the way that we've reached out to folks with chronic problems to try to follow up with them.
And I'm sure that was similar to how you would follow up before making those phone calls to make sure things are going as planned.
Well, yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough. I feel like there's been a lot of collateral damage to COVID that's hard to measure.
Okay.
Folks that just have not come in when they should have with new problems because they wanted to avoid possible exposure in the clinic and because we did have to limit who we could see.
Yeah. Let's bring in Tyler now in Green Bay. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I work for the Menominee Indian School District, excuse me, and I am very happy with the amount of communication that I am receiving from the health department on Menominee Reservation, and they're doing a very good job of keeping people informed about what's going on and what the thought process is, and why they're doing the things they're doing, and really trying to urge people to stay away from potential problems like the Shawnee County Fair and stuff like that. So I just thought they were doing a really good job with that.
Tyler, thank you for sharing that. Dr. Slagle, communication is key, and Tyler appreciates it.
Well, we've tried really hard to keep public communication going. We have the advantage of being a small community. So since the very first week in March when we started, I was basically tasked with being, as a public health officer for the tribe, educating people about COVID. So almost every week I've been writing a public service announcement, trying to motivate people to do the right things, making sure people understand what the public health tools are to prevent infection, just trying to get the message out about masks.
Do you sense fatigue?
Oh, absolutely. And that's basically the biggest contributor to our surge. I think folks just got tired. They just got tired of not seeing their family, not visiting their friends. And paradoxically, we did shut down the tribe two different times, and that gave many people a lot of time on their hands, and they just became sick of not being able to socialize and be with their families. So we've actually brought people back to 50% capacity at work now, thinking that at least if we have our safety plans in place, that's less opportunity to visit and potentially spread virus.
Family physician Amy Slagle is with us from the Menominee Tribal Clinic. As COVID cases surge, we're checking in on the health of the Menominee Nation. What do you think of the latest surge of cases across the state? What do you think is leading to the increased spread? Has your tribal nation discussed a plan for how a vaccine will go out once it's available? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation now with family physician Amy Slagle of the Menominee Tribal Clinic. The clinic is northeast of Green Bay. We've seen COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths spike in Wisconsin in recent months. The Department of Health Services announced last week 71 new free community testing sites in 56 counties and 7 tribal nations. Dr. Slagle, you mentioned mask wearing and the importance of wearing masks. What do you see there? Are people in your community wearing them?
They are wearing them most of the time, especially when they're shopping or going in stores or businesses or tribal buildings. Certainly when they come in the clinic, they must have one on. And in fact, we have a tribal resolution that says you need to wear a mask in public. And I think in that regard, people do very well. It seems like it's the visiting family, people sharing rides. Those seem to be the places where the masks are somewhat forgotten. We'd like to push that harder. We would like, especially in households where there are multi-generational families living and there are folks who would have a high risk of being quite ill or even dying from COVID. If someone's positive in that household, we would love to see more mask wearing during that illness to protect the vulnerable, protect the elderly. So we've done well with masks in public. We need to expand that out to wearing it more in more personal social situations.
Looking at those social situations, the Menominee recently announced that casinos and other facilities will be reopening at 50% capacity. What do you make of that decision, considering the rise in cases?
Well, it was really hard. And basically, it came down to the knowledge that while we had the casino open, we did not have a single instance of proven transmission which occurred at the casino. They've had a very good safety plan in place. Mask wearing is absolutely required inside the casino, and they've got a very stringent cleaning, disinfecting, and social distancing plan in place, and the staff and the management are very committed to enforcing that. So while in the perfect world, we would love to close down everything, it's just not possible. So the next best thing is to do it, but do it very safely.
Menominee County grapples with poor health, being one of the least healthy counties in our state. And certainly there are comorbidities to deal with COVID. What is that like?
Well, it's pretty terrifying, actually. That's why we worked so hard to keep COVID out of here for the first 6 months of the pandemic, because we knew the large number of folks who have multiple comorbidities, placing them at risk for COVID complications and death, is so high by percentage in our county. So much diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, obesity. Those things are just setups for very bad outcomes with COVID. And we are now starting to see some of those things happen. Unfortunately, we had the first death from a tribal member on the reservation yesterday. So we have many people in the hospital now, so we're starting to see the effects of what happens when folks who struggle with chronic disease in the background then struggle with COVID.
We're talking with Dr. Amy Slagle, who is a family physician at the Menominee Tribal Clinic, and getting her insights as we look at the spread of COVID and the work to contain the spread. You can join in with your questions and what you see in your tribal nation, 800-642-1234. Dr. Slagle, you mentioned earlier working with Indian Health Service, and the agency is, you know, an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services. What has that work been like at the federal level?
Well, the IHS itself deals with the federal agencies, thank God, but they serve as a conduit between Washington and us, and they've been a tremendous resource in consultation service. They've helped in many ways. For instance, they just arranged for us, we're going to have the CDC come with a opportunity to do a video safety evaluation. We're going to do a video tour of the clinic, show them what we're doing for safety, and hopefully get some good feedback about what we could do even better. The Indian Health Service helped arrange that. They help us get more test kits when we need it. They provide all kinds of background information. They're providing us vaccine information. The Indian Health Service has been invaluable in helping us fight this virus.
Do you have enough test kits and PPE at this point?
The PPE we're well stocked with at the moment, okay. And we count every piece that gets used every day and every piece that comes in. So we use the CDC burn calculator for everything from hand soap to N95 masks. So PPE, we've done well. We've really scavenged from many places to get it. The test kits are more of a worry. We have the rapid test from Abbott that the federal government has supplied to us. However, that contract with Abbott apparently runs out December 31st, and there's no guarantee or any even inkling of whether or not that's going to continue. We will be able to get test kits and have from our reference hospital in Shawano, as well as the state of Wisconsin. There are other places we can get it, but we can't get the rapid test from anywhere but the Indian Health Service. We've been trying to establish a contract with Abbott privately to ensure those test kits keep coming, and that has been fraught with very annoying red tape so far.
The tests that are happening in your parking lot, are those rapid tests, or are they ones coming from the state?
It's a combination.
Okay.
We use the rapid test for folks who clearly have symptoms.
Uh-huh.
We are somewhat limited. The test cannot sit for more than 1 hour before it's run, so that limits how many we can do an hour.
Oh.
So acutely symptomatic people generally get the rapid test. We try to follow state DHS guidelines in trying to test as many direct contacts as possible. And because those people are already in quarantine, we tend to use the send-out test for that because it's not as important to get that result back quickly because they're already confined and quarantined.
I want to ask you this because over the next months and the future vaccine coming down the pike, what is the plan for the Menominee and the plan with Indian Health Service as to how vaccines will be distributed?
Well, I think all the tribes are right in the middle of getting that sorted out right now. Every tribe has the choice of getting vaccine through the Indian Health Service or through the state of Wisconsin. It just so happens that we are very experienced with getting vaccines from the state. We have a very good relationship with the DHS. So we are choosing to get our vaccine supply through the state because we still don't know what the vaccine, which vaccine or vaccines are going to come and what their specifics are. It's hard to plan, but we've had we have a working group that's trying to digest every bit of information that comes out and come up with a mass vaccine plan. It'll be done in phases. We'll get healthcare workers and other critical care workers, some aggregate setting folks vaccinated first, mm-hmm. and move to the more general public. So we are planning as well as we can without actually knowing what we're going to get.
Dr. Slagle, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate your interest in the Menominee Tribe.
Amy Slagle, family physician at the Menominee Tribal Clinic. Just ahead on this election day, we talk with two political experts about what the country is divided on and whether the election can heal those divisions. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.